Good morning, 1010 here on the Mighty 690. It is time for our chat with Becky Barnhart of Coffeyville Friends of Animals. Good morning, Becky. How you doing?
Good morning. I'm doing just fine. I'm waiting for this wind to go away so we can get out and enjoy the spring that's supposed to be coming. But I suggest if you're going to go out and walk your dog, you better get out today because tomorrow doesn't sound like it's going to be
yep.
a whole lot of fun.
No, tomorrow's going to be windy, and it's going to be windy this afternoon. So you got about 40 minutes until that wind advisory kicks in, and it'll be blowing around. So,
My.
Good thought on that.
Good thought on that. And speaking of our dogs and our cats and the springtime coming, I want to remind everyone that fleas and ticks are a real nuisance to your animals and to you if you have them inside the house. So it might be time, if you haven't done any treatment over the wintertime, it's time to get back on that because they're out, I'm sure. So just remind everyone that it's miserable for all concerned with the fleas and the ticks. And we also have, I don't have any adoptions to brag about today. Is that not sad news?
Oh, shoot. That's like the first time that's happened since I've been here, I feel like.
I think so. I called this morning just to make sure, and she said, no, it's been a very slow week, so we don't have any adoptions to celebrate. We can still celebrate that we do not have any cats or kittens at the shelter. And that is something to celebrate.
Yeah, there
it really
you go.
Is. And, that season will be changing because it's that time of year, as you will hear in a moment when I start speaking about our puppies that we have available. So I'll get right into the dogs that are available. I'm going to talk about Fluffy again. I talked about Fluffy the beginning of the month. He is a male. He's a year old Akita Cross. He's a fun dog. He's extremely playful. He really likes to be outside, and he greets everybody with a very happy wagging tail. He's, as I said, lots of energy, so he would probably thrive in a home with a good-sized yard for him to run and play in, and an owner that's also active would probably suit him just great. So he is available. His adoption fee is $100. That covers our parvo, distemper vaccine, a round of deworming, and his neutering. So it's a bargain at $100 because Fluffy's a great guy. The other one I'm going to mention again is Augie. And I've mentioned Augie back in February. He is a two-year-old male. He's a mixed breed. He's small. He's not going to get any larger. He's great about any kind of environment, any kind of home environment she thinks he would be great in. He's also really good around children, other dogs, cats. He gets along with all of them. So that there again, that's another good thing about Augie. He enjoys playing with his toys, and he loves to have his belly rubbed. He's already neutered, so he is a very good adoption price at only $30. So Augie's a bargain in lots and lots of ways. Now for one more dog to talk about. We have a Chihuahua that has come in, and it's a boy, tan in color. He's full grown. He is already neutered, and he's a $30 adoption. So we have a lot of requests for Chihuahuas, so if anyone is listening and they're interested in a Chihuahua, go out to the shelter. There's one ready for you, and you can take him home the day you adopt him because he's already neutered. Now for the puppies. At this time, at the shelter, we have 30 puppies. 30.
Oh, my gosh. I cannot believe that. That's wild.
Yeah. It's very wild, and that's what I just... As I say, I get on my soapbox, and I preach and preach and preach, but this is why. We have 30 puppies. They're not obviously from the same litter, different breeds, different sizes, different ages, but we know this is just the beginning of that season. So they are all available for adoption. We have, I'll just start off with, I was out there earlier this week, and the animal control officer brought in 10 in one litter. So, those particular puppies are a boxer pitty mix. Age is probably 8 to 10 weeks. They're good-looking puppies. I mean, just because we have so many, we don't discount any of them. They all have special personalities, special traits, special looks, and we're hoping that we can get all these 30 puppies out of there as quickly as possible. It's kind of scary when you have that many puppies because you know, they come in, and we don't know if they've been vaccinated, and so we're quickly trying to vaccinate them for parvo, because parvo is a very, very mean disease that gets puppies, and it's never something they usually survive. I guess you can treat for parvo, but it's lengthy and it's expensive. But parvo is the biggest threat we have for puppies being at the shelter, and that's why we really want to get them out of that shelter as quickly as possible. So that litter was a boxer pitty mix. We also had a litter of heater mix come in. They're gorgeous little guys. We also still have one of our Valentine puppies, little love bug. She's still there. We'd sure like to get her out of that environment as quickly as possible. And then we've got a little puppy that's been with us for a while, and we had to wait to announce his adoption time because he was so undernourished and so tiny. We named him Piglet because he's so cute. He's kind of a dirty tan in color. I can't really describe his coloration. He always looks like maybe he's been in the mud, but he's just as cute as he can be. We don't think he's going to be very big. Honestly, we can't tell you what his breed is, but Piglet is a doll. We'd really like to get Piglet out. So that's just kind of some of the breeds that we have available. My strong suggestion is come out to the shelter and check out these sweet babies and pick one out, and let's get this number of puppies down in a quick manner. We are obviously going to be needing puppy food because 30 little mouths to feed is quite a bit, and we feed them twice a day, try to get that weight up, and so puppy food is number one on our list for donations that we'd like to have this week, and bleach. We're going through a lot of bleach because we're having to do a little bit more cleaning than we have because of their 30 puppies, and they're a mess. You know, they can't help it. They're just a mess. So we clean them pretty often and try to keep that mess out of the shelter. So bleach and puppy food would certainly be appreciated this time. She's also going to be doing a fun activity with all the dogs as the weather gets hotter, and she needs plastic bottles, plastic drink bottles. Any size will work, she said. We're going to make some type of like a little popsicle type thing out of the freezer so the dogs have something to interact with and also enjoy. So you might want to start saving your plastic bottles for us. And we are going to do a special event for our Easter holiday coming up. This would be Good Friday. I believe that's April the 7th. And it would be a little evening event starting at 6. And they're going to have an Easter egg hunt. And this is with the help of our SCK Animal Clinic on 11th Street is helping us with the eggs and the candy. She's also going to run a reduced adoption fee for that day, a $50 adoption. And inside some of the eggs, there will even be a more reduced price on adoptions if you happen to pick up an egg with that little ticket in it. So we're hoping that this is a fun little evening for families to come out and also enjoy the animals that are at the shelter. There's no charge. You know, donations are always accepted, and I've already told you some of the things we need. So just might want to put that on your calendar. She said she hasn't even put it on Facebook yet. So we're the first to announce our Easter egg hunt on Good Friday, April the 7th at 6 in the evening at the shelter.
Hey, absolutely. That's great.
I think it'll be a fun evening. And we love having people come out to the shelter because sometimes people have never had the opportunity. And so we try to do things to get them out. So that's coming up too. So that's kind of what I had to talk about today. And hopefully someone has said, you know what, I think it's time for us to add to our family, and let's go out and look at the puppies at the shelter. So I'm hoping it's a fun weekend for whoever is working this weekend and they have lots of adoptions.
All right, good deal. And maybe for the folks who just turned in, you want to run by that date for the egg hunt just one more time?
Okay. And I probably ought to talk about our hours and all that kind of stuff too.
Yes.
Okay. All right. On Good Friday, which is April the 7th, we are going to have an Easter egg hunt. All ages are invited, and it's starting at 6 in the evening. There's going to be little eggs to find around the grounds. There'll be candy, and also there'll be some special coupons for reduced adoption. She's also running an adoption discount that day of $50 adoption, and there's no charge for coming out. If you want to bring out a donation, that is just wonderful. And the strong need for the shelter right now would be the puppy food and bleach. And then she's also asking for plastic bottles. So so she can create a fun toy, kind of a popsicle type thing for the dogs as the weather gets warmer. We are there 7 days a week. Monday through Friday is our hours are 5 to 7. And then on the weekends, it is 1 to 4. We are located across the street from the water waste treatment plant on that county road right before you get to South Coffeyville. Our telephone number is 620-252-6060. So come out and enjoy. As I said, 30 puppies available. I'm sure you can find one of your choice with that number. Good grief. You might even want to take a couple, right?
That's right. Well, good deal. Well, I hope you get a lot of folks taking advantage of those puppies, because that's a lot. We definitely want to get them onto homes.
Give them a home, because we've got, and you can imagine the noise, you know, when you open up the door to feed, the noise of 30 little puppies making their, the movie 101 Dalmatians was just charming as a child. I loved that movie. And now that I volunteer at the animal shelter, I'm thinking, gosh, what a disaster.
Oh, my. Yeah, good grief.
Oh, wow. Can't imagine.
I know you've got your hands busy over there, Becky, so we do appreciate you taking the time, of course, to call in and let us know how things are going, and I hope you get lots of folks stopping by to see you.
Me too. Well, we appreciate the time, and we do appreciate the continued donations and the people that are listening. Spread the word. How's that sound?
Yeah, that sounds wonderful. Well, Becky, thanks so much for calling in, as always, and I look forward to chatting again soon.
All right. Take care.
All Bye-bye. Right. You have a good one. That's Becky Barnhart at Coffeyville Friends of Animals. We appreciate her calling in this morning, and we are going to have more Open Line on the way, plus a look at our dining guide. That's coming up here on KGGF.